Chapter 8. Opening the Door. The old woman knocked on the door. "George, what are you doing?" Everyone waited anxiously, but the old man didn't answer. There was no noise at all coming from inside.
"George," the old woman said as calmly as she could, "please unlock the door."
She knocked again, but still he didn't answer. Suddenly, there came a crash that was so loud they all felt it in their bones. Everyone jumped and ran to the bedroom door. It sounded as if the door of the armoire was being ripped off its hinges, or the dresser was being overturned, or worse, the old man had fallen and smashed his head. There was another moment of silence, but then they heard footsteps crashing back and forth across the room, and words they couldn't understand. The old woman threw herself against the door.
"George, George, I'm sorry, please let us in."
Everyone continued to hear terrible sounds, things being dragged across the room, banging and hammering, and low guttural noises interspersed by periods of quiet. The children were terrified, and Isabelle's godmother was sobbing. Etienne and Monsieur Tabard tried forcing the door open, but it wouldn't budge. The noises grew louder and more terrifying. All of them tried to push against the door, but it was no use. Finally, Hugo remembered.
"Isabelle, pick the lock."
Moments later, after she had finished, they pushed the door open, and the five of them stood there, expecting to see a huge mess, ripped up drawings, chaos. But that's not what they saw at all. The bed had been pushed to the side. George Méliès was sitting at a desk that he had dragged to the center of the room, a pen poised in his hand as though he were a giant version of the automaton. Hugo could see the automaton's drawing on the desk. The old man had broken off the armoire doors to get to his old drawings, and now they completely covered the floor, radiating from the foot of the desk, creeping up over the bed and across the walls, where they had been tacked all the way up to the ceiling. The curtains were drawn shut, and the projector was sitting on one of the bedside tables that had been pulled over so it faced him from the doorway. The movie camera projected the film across the entire wall. Images of the moon and the rocket and the explorers shimmered across the old man's face and onto the sea of his beautiful drawings tacked to the wall behind him.
"My parents were shoemakers, did you know that?" he asked as he looked toward Hugo and Isabelle. "They wanted me to work in their factory, but I hated shoes. The only thing I liked about it was the machinery. I taught myself how to fix the machines, and I dreamed about getting away and becoming a magician. So when I was finally old enough, I sold my share of the factory and bought a magic theater.